Here's your instant analysis of the Cavaliers' 122-119 overtime win over the Miami Heat in Rio de Janeiro in preseason action. The final score, it's great that the Cavaliers won and the bottom five on the bench were terrible, but they pulled it out for the Cavaliers. What was important was the way this game started through the first half, a little bit into the third quarter, getting a look again at LeBron James and Kevin Love, Deion Waiters, Anderson Varejao starting at center tonight because they were playing in his home country, and Matthew Dellavedova getting the start at point guard because Kyrie Irving was out with that injured ankle. And what I loved about the Cavaliers again in this game from the starters and let's say the top eight or nine guys from the Cavaliers was the spacing, the ball movement on offense. You could see it. There were driving lanes. There were open three-pointers. And Kevin Love really showed up big time today against the Miami Heat. He showed you why he's the best stretch four in the NBA. He finished with 25 points, 7 rebounds in just 26 minutes, 9 of 12 from the field, 4 of 5 on three-point shots. The 7 rebounds, again, his ability to see the basketball as it's coming off the shooter's hand and judging it, where it's going to hit on the board and being in position to grab those rebounds, a thing of beauty, but also his inside-outside game that he showed tonight. At one point, he hit a little baby hook from the left block. Then he went to the right corner and drained a three. Then he went to the left wing, drained a three, and was fouled in the act of shooting the three-pointer. So his versatility inside and out, Kevin Love going to be a perfect fit for this basketball team and as a teammate of LeBron James and in David Blatt's system. LeBron really wasn't in an attacking mode offensively tonight, only took 8 shots, 2 of 8 from the field, but he was in a giving mood. He did have 8 assists to go along with 7 points. He only played 21 minutes, and David Blatt telling us that he was going to watch LeBron's minutes throughout this preseason, and that's a smart move. Deion Waiters was very good at times tonight. He got a little ball heavy at times, dribbling the air out of it a little bit and trying to go too much one-on-one, but for the most part, Deion played very well. 16 points, 3 assists for Deion Waiters, and I love the center duo of Anderson Varejao and Tristan Thompson against a team that doesn't have a dominant center. They were a perfect match and even a better match than what Miami threw out there at them. And he started 14 points, 3 rebounds. He was 7 of 10 from the field. Tristan Thompson came off the bench. He had 18 points and 9 rebounds. So between the two centers that David Blatt is using right now, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and they combined to shoot 13 of 20 from the field. So that's a nice 1-2 punch from the center position against teams that don't have that true big man. Gotta talk about the bigs, Roadman. That's right, Coach Luke. It's a good match when they don't go up against the true center throughout the NBA. They still, in my opinion, need to try and find that guy to have coming off the bench that is a rim protector and can match up against the Roy Hibberts and the Gasols and the other big true centers throughout the league. Brendan Haywood didn't even play tonight, so I'm not sure if that was scheduled, if he's hurting. I don't know what it was, but he didn't even play for the Cavaliers tonight, so that center position is still one of the things that concerns me a little bit. The Cavs starters outscored the Heat starters 65-52. When it was all said and done, Cavaliers shot 50% from the field, 43% from three-point country, and that goes to that spacing that we talked about earlier. They out-rebounded the Heat 44-40, and all in all, it was a solid defensive effort for the Cavaliers when the main guys were out there, the guys that matter. First half, they didn't play great defense, but in that second end of the second quarter, into the third quarter, I thought their defensive intensity picked up and their defensive effort was better. So now let's see if they can improve as they fly back from Rio de Janeiro to come home to play Milwaukee on Tuesday night for their third preseason game of this preseason of 2014. But once again, the final 122-119, the Cavaliers a winner in overtime over the Miami Heat as the starters played well. The bottom five on the bench did not, but they held on to win. Dwayne Wade had 12 points, 3 rebounds for Miami. Chris Bosh, 19 points and 8 rebounds for the Heat as well. But the Cavaliers improved to 2-0 with the 122-119 overtime win. There's your instant analysis of the Cavaliers and the Miami Heat in Rio de Janeiro.